tubbed up rice. I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it up the Khyber Pass.
Liberace.
Can you Adam and Eve it with Rob Bullocks?
Rob, good morning, Rob. How are you this morning?
I'm very well, thank you. Love that tune you played just now. That was
brilliant.
Thank you
very much.
But not that they're all brilliant, but that was...
I didn't write it. It was Lady Hawk.
Yeah, I know.
And remixed by Mock and Tooth. It sounded good, didn't it? How are you this morning, Rob?
I'm very well, thank you. Right, now, a confession that you did tell me to talk about elephants last week.
Wait, I suggested elephants.
Oh, you suggested elephants, or you don't tell me anything. You suggest stuff. I'll just like to point that out. You're not a bully in any way.
Not a dictator.
No, not at all. And I started to do it, and then all of a sudden, I came across two other stories, and I'm going to talk about them instead.
All right, nice work. Congratulations. Taking the initiative, robots.
Well, I think that's what all this has been about. You actually making me think for myself, because I've become a bit of a drone. Really, has to be said. You
drones
know.
Are popular at the moment.
Yeah, but I don't
want to watch a TV show without a good drone shot coming in.
No.
Or an ad, TV ad, you know, even an ad for Jandals or something like that. It'll be like a big drone shot. Anyway, so what do you got, Rob? What do you got?
I saw this fantastic, this is all about words, and words that are new and words that are old but are coming back into vogue.
Oh, good. Good.
And the first word is fatberg. Now, I don't know whether
yuck.
You...
I'm just going to preface this story. Well, I have heard the story and it is...
Yeah, yeah, if you're going to have something to eat, don't.
Yeah, just finish your mouthful now.
Yeah. Well, what a fatberg is, it's an object, a congealed lump of fat, wet wipes, condoms, nappies and similar items found in sewer systems which do not break down like toilet paper. Actually, I just realised this probably isn't the right thing to be talking about this time of morning, is it? Should we just go with it? I've done it now, haven't I? When I was writing it out yesterday, I thought, this will be really funny. But then I thought, you've got a bowl of... something, maybe you don't want to eat it now.
Press on, we've done it. You've opened the door, Rob. Press on.
Okay, well, anyway, one has been found in a Victorian-era tunnel in Whitechapel, London. It's 250 metres long and weighs 130 tonnes.
130 tonnes.
And that's 11 double-decker buses.
Johnny, you're going to be sick. Are you all right?
Or 18 elephants.
One blue whale.
Or one blue whale.
Big.
But, it's going to take 8 geezers 2 weeks to clear it up.
The luckiest 8 geezers in the world.
They've got to like chop it up, suck it into pieces, and then put it into tankers for recycling.
A pickaxe?
Yeah, I think they're going to use like water blasters and cut.
Oh,
it's going to be like.
No! No!
Why? I should have.
Splashback. Splashback. In your mouth, maybe, if you didn't have.
Anyway.
In your eyes.
The bit that
in
really.
Your ear, in your ear hole.
The bit that really got me, right? This bloke, Alex.
The bit that got you.
Alex Werner is the lead curator for the Museum of London, and he wants to purchase some of it to exhibit it. Yeah, because it calls to the attention the way we live our lives in a modern city.
Yep.
And this is where I think...
Just flush it away and
this
pretend
is where
I
think, and this might even... This might be a good question for the mayor. Oh, I nearly swore then, for the mayor. It's like a lot of our sewage systems here and in the UK... are really old and now
very old.
Loads of people are moving into the cities and they're being hammered with stuff that shouldn't be.
Too many people in the cities for a start.
Chuck down there. I mean, is it a problem here? It costs Thames Water Company £1 million a month to clear it up. There are 3 fat-related blockages every hour. That sounds even funny. I'll read it out in London. So the same thing must be happening here. Do you know? Anyway, that's one part of my...
I like that. Yeah, when you clean your shower and you get soap scum, a lot of that's body fat. Do you know that?
Really? Oh, wow.
Not for you. You don't have any body fat, obviously.
I have no body fat. But anyway, that's an interesting story. I thought it was interesting, and it could relate to New Zealand and every city. Right, my next one...
Okay, next one.
My next
Thank
one. This is funny. A doctor or Professor Dominic Watt from the University of York, with a lot of his students, have been studying and they've been looking at old...
Dominic Watt?
I actually... No, he's a
Professor Watt!
He's all kosher because I checked him out. He's come up with 30 words that used to be in the English language but were dropped. And
how
he
many?
Wants to get
30?
30. 3-0.
30.
3-0. And I've just written some of them out. Now, again... Some of them I don't believe because they just sound ridiculous.
Johnny's the one to talk to about this.
Okay, is an ambidextrous. That is one who takes pride from bribes from both sides. An ambidextrous. See if you can get these in sentences by the end of the day.
Okay.
This is one I don't think's real. A B Trump. B-E-T-R-U-M-P. Be Trump. To deceive or cheat, to elude, and just be a slippery bastard.
I think this is the Trump, isn't it?
Yeah. A coney catch is to swindle someone.
Sounds like gibber talk.
Yeah, all right, and this one does as well. A hugger mugger.
No, that's right, and the hugger mugger's right.
To conceal something, to be very secretive. You're a hugger mugger.
I'd say hide would be quicker, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Or conceal something.
Nick 'em. This is one I don't think it's a cheating person.
Yeah.
A quacksalver.
What's a quacksalver?
They know about a lot. I'm a doctor. But you're not really.
No,
it's on Shelton Street.
I'm a bit of a quacksalver then, I suppose.
I love this one. I think this is me.
Oftentimes I've said I'm not a doctor, but prescribe something to somebody.
Yeah. Works all the time. It's a white coat. Man millinery. That means male vanity or pomposity.
You have to, Colin. Matthew Jeffries about that, and he'll give you a much, much nicer word than that.
Okay.
Yeah.
A dowser bell, which is your sweetheart or lady love. I'm using that at the moment.
What? A dowser bell?
A dowser bell.
Really?
Dowser bell, yeah.
Who's your dowser bell?
Oh, I can't say.
My mistake. Yeah, sure.
Keeping it on the down low at the moment. You know what it's like, Mikey. Once the papers get hold of it.
Yeah.
You know, a snout fair.
A snout fair?
That is someone who's police barefaced. And a Silitonian. Someone who is silly or gullible, which I think maybe all three of us are believing.
Professor Watt has made this list, has he?
Yeah, and he's gone through old dictionaries and
Betty has
and stuff.
Get some sleep, Professor Watt.
Yeah.
Get some sleep, get off the wines, stop drinking and go through old manuscripts in the middle of the night.
Maybe on reflection I should have talked about elephants.
No, that's good. Really? No, these are good. The Berg was absolutely unsettling and you've
Fat Berg. Is not a jolly Jewish person, I realised quite early on.
You've got a sparkle in your eye when you talk about the fat Berg.
Because he's so skinny, man, that's why.
He knows nothing.
You know nothing of the world of fat, Rob. Let's be honest.
I don't.
The skinniest man I've ever met.
If I jumped out of this window now and it was windy, I'd land in Hamilton. That's how light I am.
A ladder would go, look at that fat guy.
Yeah, okay, man, that's enough.
Just saying, you come in here with your tales of blue whale-sized fatbergs. It take 8 weeks.
But obviously, it was an iceberg, and they thought, right, I'll call it a fatberg.
That's a good name for it. It's a polite reminder, not so polite, in fact, that city life can be disgusting.
Yeah,
and the sewage systems are antiquated. We will talk to our mayor, Phil Goff, about very shortly.
If he needs some expert.
He might try and drill you in for a.
I'll go and have a chat to him.
He might go. We need someone skinny to be able to scoot down the pipes and check for fatbergs. How much money could he give you to do that, Rob?
Oh, I'd be pretty cheap.
I know. So how much money?
$15 an hour.
Shut up. For more than that. $150. I mean, it's risky.
Okay, $200 an hour, but I'd get a sumo suit.
You could skid over and fall over with your mouth open onto some gross stump, something or other. So you
wouldn't be the first time. Hopefully won't be the last.
Can you Adam and Eve it with Rob Bullocks?
She's undone her sea monster chain.
Thank you very much, my son.